The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Anthony A. got to stand in front of about 15 out of 20,000 of our friends. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Do tell, Mr. Fluffy Friend. That's crazy to me, man, that Mr. Iglesias, Gabriel Iglesias, invited you out to his show.
It was just a great experience. I opened up for Gabe, and he texts me. Remember we were having lunch that day?
Yes.
Yeah.
And about an hour after, he texts me, and he's like, hey, you want to do a spot? And I was like, oh my God. At first, I thought it was a joke. And then his road manager's like, yo, come solo and be here by 7:15.
I understand why you thought it was a joke. He is a comedian. Yeah. But and, well, it was also, real.
It wasn't just like a little small time.
No,
gig.
Yeah, you're going to go stand in front of an arena full of people. What was the feeling you got when you got that text,
though? Oh, my heart sank to my stomach a little bit because we just got done eating. I just got done eating a big old burger. Yeah. I was like, what? Okay, all right. But then instantly, it was go mode. So I was excited to go. And it was so last minute that I was not prepared for the traffic jam that I was going to be hit with when I arrived to downtown.
Did you make it on time?
Well, I made it on time, but I had to pay for parking.
Oh, yes, dude. God. Yes.
You're like, I'm on the show, but I got to pay for parking.
Yeah, the cop didn't believe it. Well, respectfully, the police officer was doing a great job directing traffic, and I just politely said, hey, excuse me, ma'am, can I go around this cone? I need to get into the loading dock over there. And she goes, sure, drive around the corner if you do. And I was like, no, ma'am, I'm actually on the show, though. Like, I'm going to be performing. And she goes, yeah, drive around.
Sure you are, bud. You don't look like Fluffy to me.
You don't look like Fluffy. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude, so she was just doing her job. Shout out to her for doing her due diligence. But I got a nice little half-mile jog in before I hit the stage. And that
you got nice and sweaty before you hit the stage.
You know what, though? You burned that burger off.
Yes, that's
you
what
see?
It was.
You burned that burger off.
She was
off.
Looking out for you. She was like, you know what? He's got to get some digestion going.
That's what it was.
Okay, so I want to remind everybody before we do National Day, it is Black History Month. And here is a fact. Textbooks in the early 70s said, and I quote, slaves were happy. What? This is why it's important to make sure our children are taught the truth about our past and not falsehoods that water down U.S. history.
And just because it's in a book doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah, exactly. So that was removed from our textbooks in schools. Thank you. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, today we are recognizing the dedication and sacrifice of nearly 2 million women who have served and continue to serve in the U.S. military. It's National Vet Girls Rise Day.
Let's go.
Salute.
Veterans of the USA. Thank you, ladies. We appreciate all you do.
And we'll wrap it up on National Lash Day. Hello.
I feel so bad when I don't have my lashes on. For instance, today, I feel like I look like a snake or a fish. Or you know what I'm talking about? Those big, I don't have any lashes. I have what's called dead eye. Can't see my eye without my lashes. I look like a different person.
You are talking to two men that don't know anything about lashes.
You don't care about my lashes automatically?
I don't know something about lashes. I know that they've been around since the Egyptians.
Well, fake they've been lashes? On your face since, yeah, you well, know, like man was.
Well, like mascara and everything like that.
Oh.
Around, like enhancing.
Oh, so yeah. They've been doing that since then?
Oh, yeah, because you see in the hieroglyphics that they have the stuff underneath their eyes.
Yeah, okay, so, well, then that's what I need to do tonight. Some hieroglyphics on my eyes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today in Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going to talk about a teacher named Charles Wright. We love teachers, right? When you think about teachers, you think about some of the most influential people in your kids' lives. They spend more time with your kids, a lot of times, more time with them than we do.
Well, we like good teachers.
We
I have
do.
A feeling this guy wasn't a good teacher.
Not at all. Charles Wright actually murdered Bertina Epps in 2005. He strangled her. There were other horrendous acts committed on her. And this case went unsolved for 16 years.
Oh.
Now, they also found another case, and they were solving that. And guess how they did it?
Forensics.
Yeah, DNA. So there were some new guys at the LAPD, and they saw this case, and they didn't have enough DNA evidence. They resubmitted some of the articles that the woman had on her at the time, including a purse. And on that purse, they found his DNA all over it. Now, he tried telling the cops, no, I was selling purses then as, you know, backup for money because I'm a teacher.
Awesome. That already sounds like a lie.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, no, sir, this is different kind of DNA. I mean, what were you doing on this purse? They linked him at the place where all of this happened and they solved the crime. There's also another crime that he committed it was solved through DNA as well. So people doing ancestry DNA, like you say, and all this is putting, I mean, you're putting your stuff out there, but I think it's a good thing. Think about also cops.
It's a good thing for you if you're not a criminal. If you're doing ancestry DNA and you're a criminal, you're not very smart.
No, but your family. It doesn't have to be you.
Oh, it's just your family. Oh, yeah.
Because it's called DNA, DJ Automatic. So any kind of your family, it links you to the DNA. This is how they're solving.
So they found it through his family members then?
Yes. Oh. Not through him, through his family members. Also, LAPD is saying that they suspect he probably did this to a lot more people. And these were very young women. So remember, he's a teacher. I'm glad that Ancestry DNA is out there. I really wanted to know why I'm so into true crime stories. A lot of us are fascinated with them. The fascination with true crime it's not because of the crime itself. It's because of people like me and everybody who are into it wondering, how can your mind work like that? What compels another human being's brain to allow them to act in such a heinous way?
I thought women just like to be scared.
No, Automatic, that's not it. It's we're concerned about what makes a person act like that, and we want to solve the crime. We want an ending to this bad person on the streets. And it's not just women that like true crime stories.
Predominantly women,
gay
though.
Men like it, too. It's a true story. I mean it.
I can't comment on that. I don't know about that one. But, I think so. Also, too, it's like, I feel like women like to, like you said, solve the crime.
I want to know. Yeah, I want an ending to this madness. Like, we're
women
maternal.
Love to play true detective like men do GMs when we're playing fantasy football.
That's a good analogy right there.
There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have our Who's Line contestant on the phone right now. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Samantha, are you ready to play Who's Lying? Samantha!
Right. Yes, I'm ready.
I'm excited for
you, Samantha.
I'm doing good. I'm actually really excited because I listen to you guys religiously every morning.
Oh, we'd love to hear that.
Girl, I'm really hoping you win. I'm trying to send you all the positive energy. Obviously, if you guess who's lying in the studio, all three of us are going to tell you a story. If you guess correctly, we are going to give you DCS merch. So are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm starting. My name is Dana Cortez. And you know, Samantha, I'm actually a law-abiding citizen, except for one thing. I was riding dirty for about 5 years. I just registered my car after I got pulled over, and the officer said he would arrest me because it'd been that long that I had not put tags on my car.
You registered your car for 5 years?
5 years. But I'm clean now, Anthony. 100% law-abiding, okay?
DJ Automatic here. I have somewhat of a lead foot. I got 54 speeding tickets in 1 year, and I will say this, I didn't pay for one of them.
Oh, that's kind of a magic trick there, my friend. Yo, what's up, Anthony A? And I'd like to announce that my insurance rates just went down because I've been so on top of everything lately. And Dana's story about not registering a car just strikes me, because on the flip side, I have multiple vehicles registered and I stay on top of that. Dana, what are you doing?
Whatever.
Come on, dude.
Anyway, okay. Samantha, if you guess who's lying, you win the free Dana Cortez Show merch. Who's lying?
Okay, I think it's Dana.
No! Samantha!
Come on, Samantha!
You didn't know she's part convict?
Automatic!
Come on, Samantha! You think I got the credit to have multiple vehicles? Are you crazy? Come on, dude. Oh, I thought you were going to get that one for sure. I thought I did not tell
you. Anthony, I really thought you told a bad lie.
I thought I did, too. I was like, she's going to see right
through this one. Oh, my gosh. So I really didn't register my car, girl, for 5 years. I got pulled over by an officer, and he said, excuse me, I could take you to jail right now. Luckily, the female officer with him said, I don't think it's that serious, Bert. And they let me go.
I really did get all those tickets in 1 year. It was from a red light camera that was by our house, and it would send me tickets after tickets after tickets, and I never paid one of them. Yeah, and then they got rid of them, and then I never heard anything about them again.
Yeah. But you know what, Samantha? I love you.
Man.
You're not a loser. You are a non-winner. That's what we call people here on the show, okay?
Thank you.
I love you so much. You can call back and play again another day. Thank you for making us your number one morning show. I love you, Samantha.
Yes, woo! Thank you so much.
Oh, bye, Mama. Oh, my gosh. I wanted her to win so badly. Look, if you want to get on the list and play Who's Lying, call us now, 877-730-DCS1. Samantha, we love you. Woo! We'll be right back.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This What the What story kind of blew my mind. There's a woman, she's walking a river, and she sees this beautiful rock, about the size of a softball, and it's kind of red. And she says, I'm taking this stone home, and I'm going to use it as a doorstop. Oh. And she did that for 4 years. And then her friend, who works in a university, came over to visit and said, what's that rock? And she said, I don't know. He said, let's test it. Rock is worth $1.1 million.
Ooh, right. I thought it was going to be crystal meth. No. I was like, oh, this is going to be a methamphetamine story.
It could have been worth that much, though, too.
Could have been, but it would have been wrapped in plastic. This was just out in the open.
Wouldn't have survived the rain.
No. This nugget is the biggest piece of rumenite ever found. It is a gemstone estimated to be 70 million years old.
And she was using it as a doorstop?
Yeah. And think about this. If the man hadn't said anything, it would just still be hanging out by her door. And she didn't sell it. She donated it to the museum for the display. Are you stupid or dumb? She's definitely not into selling rock. Anyway, because right. I would have sold it, honey.
From a big rock to a fat cat. Let's go to meet our good friend, Chunky, a.k.a. Crumbs. He's a 38-pound cat who got sent to Fat Diet Camp, which is a camp where they help animals get back on a cleaner, healthier diet to lose the weight and get back to a healthier lifestyle.
What?
Well, our man Crumbs here said, I'm over this place, and he tried to escape Diet Camp, dude.
He ran away?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he walked kind of fast away?
He didn't get anything. My man's got stuck in a shoe rack.
No, he didn't.
No. He's there. He's completing his program. He did not leave Diet Camp, so yeah, dog. Oh.
Wait, he went from 38 pounds to what?
Oh, he's still rocking 38 pounds right now.
Oh, no! You can do it. Join the Fat Club, Crumbs. Join the Fat Club.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The verdict is in. ASAP Rocky yesterday, according to a jury of his peers. Listen here.
We, the jury of the above entitled action, find the defendant, Rakim Mayers, not guilty.
Oh my gosh, you can hear the screaming. You have to go watch this video. Go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram or just my Instagram. I'm going to post it as well. His face, he pushes past everybody just to run to Rihanna.
He's like, thank you for saving me, Riri.
Oh my gosh, it was just such a moment for him. I'm happy for their family. I really am
because I know they have kids and that he would. Oh. That 24 years is a long time.
Yeah, it really is. I'm glad for them. All right, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We have Nikola Jokic celebrating his birthday, Victoria Justice Chaperone, and Millie Bobby Brown celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, so this woman accused Jay-Z and Diddy of sexual assault. She alleges it occurred in 2000. This is what's on the lawsuit, okay? She was 13 at the time. That lawsuit has been dropped. Her attorney, Tony Busby, who's been in the news quite a bit since the whole Diddy, you know, accusations first surfaced, he dropped the lawsuit. Jay-Z has released a statement. He says, the court must protect victims, of course, while with the same ethical responsibility, the courts must protect the innocent from being accused without a shred of evidence. May the truth prevail for all victims and those falsely accused equally. Sean Carter. So he feels vindicated because he said, first of all, I wasn't at this party. I wasn't there. He started pulling up photos, started pulling up parties. He said, I was there. I believe even at that time, and I'm no Diddy defender, you know that, Diddy was with Jennifer Lopez the night that that woman accused him at an all-night party. So whatever
she
was saying.
From what I read, the woman that made the accusations has a lot of mental trouble.
And you know, automatic, what happens in this instance is that real victims, which Sean Carter just alluded to, they're scared to tell their stories. People don't believe them because you have this one story here of this woman who, I don't know what's wrong with her. Other people will use this as a way to say, see, she lied, so they're all lying. It's already hard enough for a Cassie situation for her to come out. Mm-hmm. The public was not on her side until the video surfaced of Diddy hurting her. And so that's why these kind of instances or whatever you
false
want to call
accusations.
Oh, it just really upsets me.
Yeah, it makes it more difficult for the real victims
to come out and speak up and defend themselves.
Do you know if Jay-Z is going to go after Tony Busby for taking the case?
No, I think he's done. He's done with it. He just wanted to prove himself innocent. I mean, he was already innocent, but just wanted to clear his name. And I'm glad. And Diddy remains behind bars. We'll follow the case closely, and any updates, we'll let you know about them.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ryan Reynolds is finally speaking out when it comes to the Blake Lively, his wife, versus Justin Baldoni lawsuit. He attended the SNL 50th anniversary celebration. On stage, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And here's that moment.
Oh, hey, Ryan Reynolds.
Hi.
Hey. Ryan Reynolds, how's it going?
Great. Why, what have you heard?
Leave it to Deadpool to make light of his wife's lawsuit with her former co-star, Justin Baldoni. That was a great movie that these two made together. I want to acknowledge that. It ends with us. What happened behind the scenes, I don't know that we're all ever going to find
out. Sounds
like
a horror story, what happened behind
the scenes.
It really
does.
I loved when that whole little skit happened, Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Costner was over there like peeping to see how Blake Lively was responding.
Yes.
And shout out to Kevin Costner for doing what I would have done. Because my eyes would have went straight to Blake Lively. And see
how is she reacting to her husband standing up? You know, they had filed an injunction so that Justin Baldoni couldn't release any more information. They all went to court and the judge said, none of y'all need to be opening your mouths. Let this play out. Stop trying to sway the public opinion, rather. So that's why we haven't heard much of what's going on in this trial, or this lawsuit, rather. I think it's going to go to trial.
Yeah, and
it's going all the way.
As funny and charismatic as Ryan Reynolds is, there was a little bit of stiffness with that SNL appearance, I felt. It was a little awkward.
Well, I don't know that. I think it meant to be. I mean, it meant it. That's why he said, why? What have you heard? I mean, that was a written part. It wasn't done impromptu.
So, gave me a little ick.
As I was doing my Googles and looking all this stuff up, I looked on TMZ, and they said that a lot of people at the SNL 50 were avoiding this couple. Ooh, because of everything,
really?
That's going on.
Well, there's a lot of people there too. Eddie Murphy, which was incredible.
Black
to
Jeopardy
see him.
Was amazing.
Oh, it really was. Also, Bad Bunny performed. Miley Cyrus performed, and she did Sinead O'Connor's "Nothing Compares to You." Knocked that one out of the park. This was attended by all of the biggest of the big from SNL. Bill Murray. Was there Tom Hanks?
My favorite
was
that, there. Will Ferrell made a comeback too. In
and I never thought Will Ferrell would go back to SNL. It really was one of the best shows that I never got to watch because Automatic made me watch the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh,
but luckily,
one was live and one we could watch over and over and over.
Oh. Again, I can go back on demand and catch all the highlights and the whole show.
You watched the NBA All-Star
game? She watched the dunk contest with me, Ant.
Okay, I did like the dunk contest. Other than that, it was a dud.
I mean, he jumped over a car off 2 feet.
What's the dude's
name?
Shout
out Mac McClung.
That deserves that. That deserves that. That deserves that. Because pretty sure Adam Sandler went and brought home SNL. That was emotional.
I missed Adam Sandler.
He did. He missed
Automatic.
Him and crying.
You owe me. You owe me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love White People Taco Night. And I stand on business when
throw
it comes to that.
Throw me some sour cream on
and,
that taco.
And it's expanding. White People Taco Night is expanding. I'll allow Automatic to explain more. It's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. Food news coming up. But let's get into this first. What's up? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
Ever wonder if what you're watching actually influences you? What you're listening to actually influences you?
Of course
you.
It does.
It does. HBO's The White Lotus, which is streamed by millions, has made Thailand one of the top destinations in the world now.
People have been going to Thailand for a long time.
I've heard Thailand is a fun time. I've had a lot of friends who go there recently, too. And I've heard it's fun.
White Lotus is supposed to be this incredible show. I've been meaning to tell Automatic we should stream it. If you've streamed it, can you give me the deets on how it all goes down?
Call
me up.
Is there any show or anything you guys are streaming that you feel impacts your personality?
Automatic, when we watched Yellowstone,
I almost went cowboy on you.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I got the boots out. I got the hat out.
Yeah.
I just don't got what John Dutton's got though.
No, I think what you were more of a rip guy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm definitely Beth. in this scenario.
Hey.
All right. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Everybody loves White People Taco Night.
I do. Yes. And I'm
the people
Mexican.
At Old El Paso, they've been bringing us those taco shells for many, many years. Well, now they want to bring it to dessert. They're going to have the caramel dessert taco shells that you can fill with ice cream.
There we go.
You know, when you said Old El Paso, I was like, I don't know. But putting some ice cream in there, come on now.
That's good for like a cone aspect too, right?
Yes.
That's pretty much what you get in there. That's
yeah,
good.
And it's going to have like a cinnamony slash caramel flavor to it.
How did you say that?
Cinnamony.
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 Little canela.
Yeah, a little okay. caramel in there.
Remember when they discontinued the Choco Taco and you were real upset about that, Anthony?
Yeah.
You were like the only person.
I was heartbroken. Yeah, dude.
He was not the only person that was upset about the Choco Taco.
Automatic.
And you can still get them in some grocery stores
I've
and random
been
places.
I've been with you forever. I have never seen you grab a Choco Taco from that little tub that they have at the grocery store.
Because I'm going to go every single time for a Nutty Buddy.
Mm. Nutty Buddy?
Nutty Buddy over Choco Taco every day.
When it's against a Nutty Buddy, that's tough to pick.
But Nutty Buddy isn't ice cream.
What are you talking about?
That's like a Little Debbie.
Oh, what is it called then? The ice cream that's...
The drumsticks?
Drumstick, there that's what it's called.
I thought it was... Dang, Automatic.
You know what? We're on the same wavelength.
Now we both look stupid.
Thank goodness I'm here to tell Automatic what he thinks. All right, Anthony A., National Day.
We'll keep the dessert talk going. It's National Chocolate Mint Day. Mm. I like chocolate mint. I'm here
I love
for it. I love when they give them to you at Olive Garden.
York peppermint patties all day, dude.
Dude, I had the worst candy yesterday. Automatic took me to eat, and I ate it, and I didn't know where to spit it out. It was so bad. I had to sit there with it in my mouth for like 2 minutes.
Shout out to all the lash techs around the country. It's National Lash Day, yo.
Let's go.
Yes, dude. And lash mascara has been around since the Egyptian time. So
I believe that. I didn't even think about it when you said that earlier. And Automatic was like, yeah, when you see the hieroglyphics.
They got eyeliner on.
Yeah, eyeliner and mascara.
And we'll wrap it up by shouting out all the veteran women around the country. It is National Vet Girls Rise, which is recognizing the dedication and sacrifice of nearly 2 million women who have served and continue to serve the U.S. military.
Ladies, we were allowed to join the service beginning in 1948. Since then, roles for women have grown. I want to thank you all for your hard work, your dedication, and know that we support you and we are so appreciative of you granting our freedom.
Yes.
Really, you're freedom made free.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, when you're little or a teenager or even a young adult, you think you know better than your parents. You think you know better than your grandparents. And then you get older and you realize, oh my gosh, they knew better than me. That's what we were talking about. I was telling Automatic and Anthony A. off mic that my Nana had this saying, and it has served me so well. She used to say, if it's good enough to do tomorrow, you should do it today. Because if you keep saying tomorrow, sometimes you never get it done.
Oh, that's a
you
good one,
you keep putting
dude.
It off, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, that's a solid one. Do you think you lived by that creed for the majority of your life, Dana Cortez?
I think so. I think not the majority of my life. No, I'm not going to lie.
My dad always said lazy does it twice.
Oh,
and
nice.
Un trabajador doble in Spanish. Yeah, because if you do it right the first time, you don't have to keep going back. When you're lazy, you're trying to cut corners. Most times you end up having to go back and redo it and
true.
You waste time.
Yeah, I remember one of my football coaches always say, do it right, do it light, do it wrong, do it long. Mm-hmm, so similar thing. My mom would always tell me too, she says, as long as you don't have to take care of another being or another human, continue to live your life and it's not that bad. Like meaning that like as long as you don't have a kid, don't worry, bro, you're going to get through whatever
you're
going through.
You're still living
that
life.
Yeah, I'm still living that life, dog.
That was a beautiful way to put it. My mom said, kids will ruin your life. Okay. And I'm an only child, so...
I got
it. That's how she would say it.
Oh, man. All right.
I went down that path, and my dad used to tell me, never get married, and he was married with 4 kids.
Oh, my gosh. Automatic. That's awful. What the
fuck? I do remember my high school girlfriend, her uncle told me that. He's like, bro, don't ever get married.
Huh?
Like, right
in front of his wife?
In front of his niece, who I was dating.
Yo.
What the
fuck? And the niece is probably like, damn, you hate my Thea that much?
Yeah.
No. What's the best advice your parents ever gave you that you wish you would have listened to when they told you to do it? Not now as an adult. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.